5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Big day today for a number of reasons. One of them is that Paul Ryan is about to give a major speech. That's what the news says anyway. About the tax reform plan. Let's find out what that is all about. We're joined now by Larry Kudlow, who's going to give us a sense. Larry, thanks for joining us. And what are we to make of what Paul Ryan will be discussing today?
Well, it's a really big speech because we haven't heard the speaker on this subject in any comprehensive way for a long time. And the stakes here are very, very high. I mean, right now, the odds of getting tax cuts either this summer or this year, have dropped quite a bit because of the snafu over health care. And I want to hear what the speaker has to say, for example, on the BAT tax, right, the border adjustable tax, which is extremely unpopular in the Republican Party and the White House, but he continues to cling to it. So I want to see if he's changed his position, because I can tell you the BAT tax is dead, and I'm hoping that Paul will sort of bury it and say, okay, let's move on. I want to hear if he has anything to say about the CBO economic growth assumptions. You know, why shouldn't the GOP use a 3% growth rate, which would certainly help their revenue line? What about reconciliation? You know, the 51 vote in the Senate. There's a lot of things that could be done to make the reconciliation easier, faster, and frankly, you know, more helpful to the GOP effort to cut taxes. And I'd like to hear him say talk about that. Are we going to have a 15-year window, a 20-year window, or the old 10-year window? I'd like to hear what he has to say about splitting off the business taxes and just getting them done first. You're not going to get full tax reform between now and the end of the year. There's not enough calendar days to do it. It's going to be hard enough to get it next year. Why not? Steve Moore and I call it three easy pieces. Why not go for growth and go for stuff you know you can get inside the GOP? In other words, repatriation of overseas cash, a 15% corporate tax rate, immediate expensing of new business equipment. That'd be great. That would be so pro-growth. We'd gun this economy well over 3%. But that means taking it out of the overall package and, you know, waiting till then, till next year, or who knows when. These are gigantic questions. And we need to hear the speaker weigh in on them.
You mentioned just now that we haven't heard from the speaker. We haven't really heard much from him on anything. And I think a lot of people view him as obstructionist as the Democrats when it comes to a lot of Trump's policies. Do you expect any kind of change here?
Well, look, Paul, who was an old friend of mine, I'm an admirer of his, by the way. I guess we have some disagreements about what to do on taxes right now, but I think that he deserves a lot of credit for getting the health care reform bill through the House. I think that's major. And as you may know, the Senate is going to vote on a health care reform of their own. I believe the vote is either coming next week or the week after, but before the July 4th recess. That's what I've been told. So I give Ryan a lot of credit on that. And, you know, he's pushing regulatory changes, for example. I give him credit on that. But really, the big thing here is tax cuts, because that's your growth propellant. That's going to make the Trump promise and the GOP promise to have higher wages, better paying jobs, more jobs, a larger economy. That's one of the key reasons they got elected in the first place. And the progress has been painfully slow. The House hasn't put a bill together. The Senate hasn't put a bill together. And these questions that I'm asking, you know, the bad tax, the growth assumptions, the reconciliation business, all of that, the possibility of, you know, splitting off the business tax cuts and just going there first. Remember Reagan said years ago, I worked for him, give me half a loaf now and I'll get the other half later. My view is Steve Moore's view, Steve Forbes and Art Laffer, we've argued, let's do the half a loaf now, which is the corporate tax reform. It would be really strong, you know, growth, get us out of this 2% growth doldrums, get real wages. I don't know if you saw a piece in the Journal, very good piece last week by Greg Hipp, one of their columnists. You know, wages haven't really budged in this entire expansion. That's bad. That's one reason why Donald Trump won. Wisconsin, for example, Michigan, Ohio, et cetera, Pennsylvania. So we got to get moving. That's the point. We need some urgency, and we need some compromises inside the GOP. And the question is, what will the speaker say today on all those subjects?
Larry, you're going to be speaking with Paul Ryan soon. Is that right?
Well, yes, he's coming on CNBC, I believe, at 1:30, and I'm scheduled to be there, so 1 + 1 = 2. I'm hoping to ask him a couple of things. Let me just say quickly, by the way, this is not a personal thing. This is Paul Ryan is an old friend. I love the guy. He's just a sound policymaker. I first met him when he was Jack Kemp's intern in the old think tank Empower America. I was a board member. So was Steve Forbes and so forth. He's a good thinker. But I think he's made some tactical errors on this tax reform business. And I think this is simply not the time for a border adjustable tax. The thing is so unpopular, I don't know why he clings to it. But also, you know, I'd like to drain the swamp on reconciliation. I'd like to drain the swamp on the CBO economic growth estimates. That stuff should all be changed. It actually can be changed legally and technically. I'd like to see some creativity by Mr. Ryan. Most of all, I'd like to see a broad-based business-oriented tax cut, which, by the way, for your listeners who were saying, oh, that's just for rich people, the studies show 70%, get this, 70% of the benefits of business tax cuts go to the working, wage-earning middle class. Okay, let me just repeat that. 70% of the benefits of a good business tax cut will go to middle and lower income wage earners. It is not a rich person's tax cut at all.
Why does there seem to be a reluctance to do exactly what you're talking about? Peel off the business taxes, attack that, get that done, and take this piece by piece.
A lot of far-seeing Kudlow ideas take a while to develop inside the Congress. And I'm hoping that this one will be one.
Well, you know, genius is not always immediately recognized.
You're exactly right, Mary. I mean, that's just the reality of the world in which we live. I want to give credit to my colleague and brother, Steve Moore, and Laffer and Forbes, because we've been cooking this up. By the way, one last point.
Yes.
Gee whiz, golly, I almost forgot. There is a major movement that was kind of hatched by Mark Meadows of the Freedom Caucus in the House,
right,
and Steve Moore and I at a lunch 2 weeks ago. If you don't get the tax cuts done by August, you know what? No August recess vacation.
Very nice, Larry.
No.
There's that genius.
None. No vacation. No vacation. I'm going to work. I assume you two are going to work.
We're going to try.
Well, why should we work and they not work? I don't get that. There's a July 4th recess, then you come back, what, for a few days, and there's an August recess for 3 weeks or something?
Yeah.
You can't do that. These guys got to work until the country gets the benefits of a strong, you know, economic growth tax cut, especially for large businesses. Don't forget the small businesses. They're in there, too. It's the small businesses,
right on,
the pass-throughs.
Larry Kudlow, thank you. And by the way, all of that genius available to you every Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. here on WMAL. Thanks so much, Larry.
It's incredible.
Bye.